the desert's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Tune in to the Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Join Cope for 2 full hours of political incorrectness, current events, gun talk, and so much more.
Was a slanted wood shack with 3 little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Make love.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the time roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. But there's trouble storming later on tonight. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm playing again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked. Is that okay? Stop that. You're going blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge.
All right, Pussy, get a pellet.
Yay!
That's right. Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words to me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I always knew I couldn't hold you, but I'd never be the one to set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Better man, yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
All right, here we are. I slipped one in on you there before the show started. Had a bunch of racket going on outside and had to go check it out. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's March the 3rd, and it's a Friday. And the last show here at our time, because the time's changing this weekend, so Monday, for you folks in Arizona, will be coming on at 7 our time, which will be on the same as Pacific now, for the next 6 months. Excuse me. And I like that we don't change time, but I'd like it better if everybody else didn't change time too, because it is so freaking confusing to us here to make sure that we do everything right. But starting Monday, Shooting Bench will be coming on at 7, at 7 our time, 7 o'clock, which will be the same as Pacific now. So let me check the chat room here and see how well we got on there and make sure we have sound and everything. And we'll continue to march. Bright Angel says 5x5. She's right on top of it. Thank you, ma'am. Minnie, thank you. I got your email. I'll respond to that shortly. Let's see what else is going on. All right. Yeah, some other things going on there. I'll have to check on that. So, okay. The Mountain Shooter, suggestions for everyday carry for a new folder. Thank you, Pumpkin Cat, and it's good to see you in here, by the way. Matty Buck, let me see who all else we got here, just for the heck of it. Bright Angel, Concretin. Concretin's been signed in a long time. I don't know if he's with us or not, but anyway, hopefully. Desert Rat, DeTinker, I know he's hanging in there, and Matty Buck, and Manny, and Mountain Shooter, and Peanut Rider, Pumpkin Cat, Radio Doc. Radio Doc never misses either. He's right on top of it. Rolex, Yakima Glock, Zardo's in there twice. We've got a handful of Anonymous. Okay, well, we'll just continue to march here.
Pumpkin Cat, we might play that. We might play that for Amy's show. I'll go dig that up. We'll play it for Amy's show next Friday. Speak at Rolex. You took the words right out of my mouth. That M16 KR CRKT Columbia River knife and tool. Excellent knife. Good. I really like those Cricut knives, those CRKT knives. Matter of fact, I'm holding one in my hand because I was just about to talk about that to a mountain shooter there, and I'll probably will some more here in just a minute. Yeah, I'll have to play it. I don't know, with coming on this early, I'm going to talk to Amy and see if she would like to maybe chime in with me. Maybe we'll make one night longer or something. She comes on at 7, and with this time of year, it is so hard for her to make it that early. It's hard for any of us to make it that early, or either one of us, I mean, especially when this summer gets here. It don't get dark till 9:30, feel like we're wasting half our day here by coming in and shutting everything down. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. We're going to talk to her about that. She's actually out on the road right now, is why she couldn't make it in here tonight. So I'll get with her and let you know. Like I said, mountain shooter, the CRKT knives, that not just any CRKT knife. You're going to look for one with the Carson Flipper on it. The Carson Flipper is a very, very fast, very easy to manipulate opener that you just take your forefinger and hit that Carson Flipper and open it up. It's very quick. Is it the fastest in the world? Well, it depends on what you're used to. It's for me, it is, because I've been running these things since, when did I get my first one? 2003. The end of 2003 is when I started carrying these, and I've carried one every day since then. 13 years I've carried one. I do like the M16 that Rolex mentions. However, I like the one I'm carrying now is the M21-04. Quite a bit bigger knife than the M16. The M16 is big enough for most people, but I like a little bigger knife than that. What I don't like about the M21 is the shape of the blade, but easily fixed. I got it now down to exactly the way I like it. It's kind of towards the point in, it's kind of bulbous, and I really didn't like it. So I fixed that up now where it's more of a spear point, more like the... Now, the M16 comes in two different tip configurations. It comes in a spear point type point and a... I'm not sure what exactly the technical name is for it, but... And the other one is the Tonto type blade. I'm not a big fan of the Tonto simply because... I do a lot with animals. You know, I'm into gutting rabbits or whatever, and I'm just not a fan of that. I like what I've got here with this M21. What I've done with it is kind of made it a rather similar to a... Well, no, it's not either. I was going to say it's kind of similar to a clip point on a three-bladed pocket knife, but it's not. It's more of a spear point. It does okay, you know, for handling animals and stuff, and for the purpose that I carry it to begin with. It works better. I'll get a picture of it sometime and get it in the chat room for you guys. Let you see what I did to the point of it. I cut it down about an inch and a half back from the tip and made it a lot better for my need. Much sharper point for picking out splinters or whatever you need a sharp point for. Okay, got a few little news items to talk about tonight. We'll get to that in a little while. We want to, Brian Angel posted a link there to the M16. Let me see which one that is. Let me check on that here. Now, be advised also that all these knives come in two configurations of grip. One of them is a aluminum type grip, which is probably the better of the two, which is what I've got now in my pocket. I actually have another one. I have an M16 in there in the in my dresser drawer. The other one is a, I think it's a Kraton or some kind of a synthetic handle, grip. I don't like those, but they are cheaper. But I don't like them as much as the aluminum ones. Now, the blade that she has posted on there for that link, I absolutely despise that serrated edge on there, unless I am specifically using that knife for cable or heavy rope or something like that. I hate that configuration with that serrated edge on the knife in that point, in that location. If I need a serrated edge, I'll reach back and get my Leatherman and use it. I do not like them on my carry knives. So there's three or four configurations of blades there with serrated, non-serrated, the Tonto point, the spear point, you know, whatever you want. So look around. I'm sure that you can find any of them on Amazon. They're very reasonably priced. Good, rugged knives, and they hold an edge very well. They're not hard to sharpen. That's the reason I always hated Buck. You know, Buck holds a pretty good edge, but it's just so damn hard to sharpen. It's so hard that it takes too long to sharpen. So somewhere in between there, somewhere in between knives made in Pakistan and India that you literally can't sharpen because they're too soft, and something that takes so long to sharpen, like the Bucks. And somewhere in there are things like the old-timers and the Columbia River knife and tool and the Gerbers. And Gerber's a little hard, but it's okay. But I think you'll like this if you'll try one. And you can't beat the price. This one here on Amazon showing for $25, $23.44. So, try it. And if you don't like it, we'll sharpen it up and stick it in a drawer in a backpack or something and hang on to it. But they're great knives. Some of these newer ones, and you can tell the one there in the picture, I believe that it is set up to where you can move the clip, the pocket clip, to the other side, depending on how which side you carry it on and how you open it. You can move that pocket clip. Some of the older ones didn't have that. The mine does. You can move it either side or either end because of the larger handle. So there are actually four positions for the pocket clip. However, I think you'll find that you will like to have the clip fastened on to the hinge end of the knife. You just have not got enough to get hold of. I wish they'd have moved the holes down. You made the grip differently and moved that hole down about 3/4 of an inch. Even a half inch would help. There's just not enough sticking out of your pocket to get a hold of well, so I don't like it there. I like it better on the hinged end. But anyway, that's my two cents worth here for your knife. Hey, Kilogram just joined us. Welcome, Kilogram. It's been a little while. Susie B., yeah, Kershaw knives, great knives. Not anything wrong with them at all. There's lots of good knives out there. Lots of good knives. So, you know, I'm not quite as closed-minded on knives as I am handguns, but there are a heck of a lot of really good quality, affordable knives out there. I think some of these knives that cost several hundred dollars. If you've got several hundred dollars to waste on a knife, then feel free; it's your money. But these Columbia River Knife and Tool knives have proven that you can get good quality, very reasonably priced. The first one I got, a guy gave it to me. It rode around in my glove box for months. Actually, probably more like a year or so. Because it said made in Taiwan. I only took it because it was a gift from a friend. And I said, okay, fine, thank you. And great knife, I appreciate that. But I don't remember, something happened. I lost my other one, or no, I didn't lose it. But I don't know what happened to it. Anyway, I decided to try it. And I was very pleasantly surprised. I might even go so far as to say I was astonished at the being the fact that it was made in Taiwan and reasonably priced. You know, I got checking price. It was when I first opened up Ross Sporting Goods. And So, you know, after that, I started carrying the knives in the store, and then I started, you know, messing around with them, trying the larger size and the different configurations. And this one that I've got in my pocket right now, I've been carrying it for probably 7 years continuously. I've had this knife in my pocket, and I plan to carry it quite a while longer. All right, you guys didn't come here to listen to me talk, so I think what we'll do is play a little music, and we'll come back and talk a little more later. Yeah. All right, stand by.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm a gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fools ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: "At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
All right, we're back here for a little while. Got a few things I want to mention. I didn't want to get too carried away with things here because not everybody's listening on Fridays. But a couple things I thought was kind of interesting. In talking about Arizona here, one of the things that has happened in the last little while, the legislature has defeated a bill that would allow guns in public buildings. I really thought this one would pass. Public buildings meaning, police station, courthouse. Well, actually, there's nothing to keep you from going to the police station anyway. By public buildings, they're talking about government buildings. The only thing that would keep you from going into a police station is a sign on the door. It's actually not illegal to carry in the cop shop here in Arizona. But this one, second year in a row, would have allowed some guns into public meeting of buildings. Jeez. But it was defeated once again. It was going to allow people with concealed carry permits to bring their guns into public buildings and events, even if those places ban firearms. So that's, I got mixed feelings about that. But said there was no debate, and three Republicans voted with 13 Senate Democrats to defeat the bill 16-14. So if those three would have voted with the rest of the Republicans, yeah, it would have passed. But anyway, it didn't. So, but on the other hand, as much as I would have liked to have seen that one pass, there was another one that did pass. And this is what we've talked about in, Nevada. New Mexico is struggling through it right now. I have personally been up there and stood with the people in Washington to contest theirs, the Will Not Comply, We Will Not Comply rally. And Nevada has been battling it. And that is the universal background check. So on personal transfers and stuff. So in Arizona, we have just, the Senate has just approved a bill banning universal background checks. Arizona Senate voted Wednesday, day before yesterday, to approve a bill prohibiting local governments from requiring background checks for private transfers. Now listen to this, not just of firearms. Prohibiting background checks for private transfers of items, including firearms. So this would be, of course, the Democrats there called it a bad idea. Said it was overwrought, doesn't allow local cities or counties to do any kind of background check or get over it, buttercup. But anyway, this would mean anything from cars or anything that you, that they cannot require a background check. Welcome to get one if you want to, but they don't require it, and the law will prohibit anybody from requiring it in any cities or anything. So this, of course, this makes Tucson mad. Tucson is one of our top two or three biggest liberal strongholds here in Arizona. So I'm sure that ticked everybody off. But anyway, okay, did I just do a bad thing? No, I'm good. Okay, never mind. All right, with that being said, let's move on here.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight, on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again.
For a minute. Mountain Shooter, or any of the rest of you that are interested, let me put this link in here. This is, one of these has been discontinued. The only difference is the grip. But this is the exact knife that I'm carrying. And if you'll click on that link and look at the blade, you'll see that from the point back about little less than halfway back, you can see that outward curve there that makes it kind of a drop point type. Well, it even calls it a drop point, so I guess that's what it is. But I really didn't like that because it made the tip not sharp enough for me. So if you can imagine, look from the very point, you can follow that back, look at the lower line, not the outside of the blade, but see that lower blade looks like it's beveled a little bit. I pretty well followed that, only I straightened it out back to, and then blended it in at the top and made it a nice spear point type knife there. And that is absolutely the exact same knife that I'm carrying right now, the titanium nitride finish. And the handle, maybe I'm a liar. Let me check. Let's look at one thing here real quick. I've got to make sure. That says that is the G10 handle. So let me double check here. And both of those are G10, so maybe they discontinued the one with the aluminum, the aircraft aluminum. That's the exact same configuration. Not the if you go to that. Anyway, if you click on that link, you'll see front and back on both ends. You'll see three screw holes close together. That's where you can move your pocket clip to, and they have those same holes on the other side, so you can put it anywhere you want to. Anyway, so that's mine. If you want a mountain shooter, if you want to check that out, it's a little more expensive than the other one, but it's a dang good knife. Okay, well, let's move on here. I had some other things to talk about. I'll go round them up here, and while they're being rounded up, we'll let you listen to Tom T. Hall here. Everybody likes Tom T. Hall, I think.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle, someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress, you know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say you took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace. The trouble is, the fella owes me $40.
Sometimes her morning coffee is way too strong, and sometimes what she says all wrong. But right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. She's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. Kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted, she's all I'll ever need. She's close enough to perfect for me. Kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me.
my grave loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
I'd give
all I've saved, loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
And should
I live again,
even then,
it won't end.
There's nothing I wouldn't give.
I'd prove to you daily what a man really is.
I lay
down my life,
loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
I'd work
day and night,
loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
And when
life caught us both up,
honey,
you know that you've been loved.
For
I'll go
to my grave,
loving you,
loving you,
loving you.
My mind, I'm filling up my
we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, but anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to do here's an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Here's an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. What you've got to do, here's an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
When my baby moved out and the blues moved in, was nothing I could do but mosey around with my head in my hands. Lord, what am I coming to? I just keep moaning, moaning the blues. I wrote a nice long letter
Okay, we'll be that way. Everything stopped there. Yeah, I don't know if content not available. All right, let me try something else here. What I've done is put a picture of my knife on there, and I haven't figured out how to get there. Let me try this. Okay, let's see. Try that one. Try that one, guys. That may let you do it. If not, I'll need to, especially Mountain Shooter. Mountain Shooter is the one. The rest of you may be interested or not. I don't know. But Mountain Shooter needs to, wanted to see that. So let me see here. Well, let me play another song and I'll mess with it here and see what I can figure out. Obviously, it's not working very well. So let me just, let's see, how about, how about some Waylon while we're waiting here? Waylon be Waylon for a little bit.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Poor girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, mess around with any old rambling man. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys.
still aren't seen. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery. It'll be long, too long to die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step and back off themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly in search of and one step and back off themselves and their slow moving dreams.
together, I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers. You ain't had nothing that I don't know. There's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. You said it ended when he left you. You say your love for me is strong, but those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a memory for too long, 'cause there's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. There's an old tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might.
On one hand, I count the reasons I could stay with you and hold you close to me all night long. So many lovers' games I'd love to play with you. On that hand, there's no reason why it's wrong, but on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay be your loving man, but the reason I must go is on the other hand. In your arms I feel the passion I thought it died when I looked into your eyes. I found myself, and when I first kissed your lips, I felt so alive. I've got to hand it to you, girl, you're something else.
other hand. There's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand I could stay and be your loving man, but the reason I must go is on the other hand. Yeah, the reason I must go is on the other hand.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the banks of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens in a pen in the back, and everybody said we was po-po's. My daddy was a farmer, but all he ever raised was us. Dug a 40-foot well, struck 36 gallons of dust. Salvation Army gave us clothes to wear. A man from the county came to cut our hair. We lived next door to a millionaire, but we wasn't nothing but poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. My granddaddy's pension was $1.33. That was $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. Landlord's letters got nasty indeed. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. And we was too broke to even pay heed. But that's how it is when you're poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. But we had something in our house money can't buy. Kept us warm in the winter, cool when the sun was high. For whenever we didn't have food enough, and the howling winds would get pretty rough, we patched the cracks and set the table with love. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks. And we wasn't nothing but poor folks. My mom and my dad was poor folks. My brother and my sister was poor folks. My dog and my cat was poor folks. And even the poor
back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory to hear you. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. Sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama, she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away, missing Papa.
Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Mama cannot hear you singing to me.
Well, everything has changed today. Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar, and I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory.
Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me?
Thank you. you. Papers drive a woe, but you can't stop a woman when she's out of control. She's crazy, believe it, I told her so. When the boys at the bus stop just said, man, let her go. But I ran out of luck. She was long on the love game. By the time they cut me out of my truck.
Remember well, from the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call
him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and feasted and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love in this whole world. And I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love, held with true devotion. Young love, one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love, our love, we share with deep emotion.
I'll be over the edge now. The closer you get, the further I fall. I'll be over the edge now in no time at all. I'm falling faster and faster and faster with no time to stall.
In this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey. If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. You tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen
to see the most beautiful girl in the world. And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her that I love her. If you happen to see,
you whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't pick up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done for up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you kept it filled. The feeling good comes easy now, since I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time, tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause Mama's got the pill. Oh, Daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause Mama's got the pill.
Okay, well, that about does it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We've got, unfortunately, Amy and I are scheduled to do some work tomorrow. We hadn't, and I'll tell you why, my youngest, though, is going off to a track meet, so we're hoping that, wishing her and her school and everybody good luck there. Yeah, they've really been working hard, so I think they'll do well. The, it's down since we are scheduled to work and do some stuff around here. We're not going to be able to make it down to the track meet, but anyway, we know they'll do good. So, we'll see you all Monday. Remember, the time is changing for you, those of you in Arizona. We will be on at 7 instead of 8 come Monday. So, and Amy and I will talk and see what we're going to do. We always have a big hubbub when the time changes, so we'll see what we're going to do and let everybody know. So that's all that being said. Well, good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things
things must end. Call it a night. The part is over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet Radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laugh and dance and look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Is over. Turn out the lights. The part is over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The part is over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
And please join Miss Amy every Friday evening just before Liberty Lounge from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The part is over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.